Have you ever wondered about the difference between taking a risk and taking a step of faith? What is the difference? How does faith change the way we experience risk and uncertainty? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Welcome to the program today as we take a look at faith from a different perspective. And do stay tuned, because in a few minutes I'll be telling you about our free daily devotional, Fresh, to help you draw ever closer to Jesus, day by day. We all have to take risks in our lives. Risks in relationship, risks at business or at work, financial risks. Risks happen when we have to make a decision or do something or commit to something at a time when we don't know all the facts. Think about it. Boy meets girl, they fall in love, he proposes, they get married, they make a lifelong commitment. But they don't really know each other. I think you spend your whole lives getting to know each other. But the commitment happens in the absence of all of those facts. It's the way things are. Some people hate taking risks, others seem to thrive on them. But sometimes when we're out on this limb, the pressure, the uncertainty, well, it can get to us. We can lose heart. That's why I'm not into risk-taking. Instead, I believe in taking a step of faith. So what's the difference? This week on the program, we're taking a look at the things that cause us to lose heart. We all do some days. But sometimes people live in that lostness almost permanently. It's like all the hope for the future's gone. They're so under pressure and so depressed. One of the things that makes that happen is the pressure of risk. Let me share a story with you. Probably one of the biggest financial risks that Jackie and I have ever taken. We owned a largish house in the suburbs. We had five children, so we needed some space. But as they grew up and they left the nest, we literally became empty nesters. There are all these rooms that we never went into. So we decided to move. We saw a smaller house, an old 19th century terrace or row house. It was in pretty bad nick. It was close to the city, so we prayed about it. And both of us felt really strongly that it was God's will that we should go and live there. The trick was that we had to buy that place before we'd be able to sell our current home. Now, that took either a big risk or a step of faith. Now, we bought this new little terrace back then for a sum that doesn't feel like that much now, but back then it was a lot of money to us. And then after that, we put our old house, the large house in the suburbs, on the market. But the sad thing was, it was the year 2000, and it was the year that the Olympics were in Sydney, where we live, and all of a sudden the Olympics started, and the bottom fell out of real estate. I mean, the place was like a ghost town. Nobody was looking at real estate, nobody was coming to open houses. Nobody came to look at our house, and settlement day for the new place was drawing near. Now, I remember this as being a real emotional and spiritual roller coaster ride. We had no money to settle on the new house. We could have lost our deposit, and it's a scary place to be. We thought, well, we've stepped out in faith. I mean, we really felt, Jackie and I, that God wanted us to make this move, and this was from Him. But all I felt was the fear of the risk of losing everything. I guess as the man, as the provider, I probably felt that abject fear more than anyone. One day I was praying, and God just gave me this real sense of peace to go to the bank and ask for a covering loan. Now, when you've got more than one house, they do valuations, and the percentages have to be such that, you know, the debt-to-equity ratio is just right. And we literally only just squeezed in the limits by a couple of tenths of a percentage point. So God covered it all, and within a few days of that, the old house sold, and it all worked out. The question is, was that a risk, or was that a step of faith? To me, a risk is when something is completely out of my control, and that's different from a step of faith. A step of faith is when I feel called by God to go somewhere or to do something, and I pray, and I talk to people close to me, and I pray some more, and I just believe that this is really the direction that God's pointing me in. Like with this house thing. Now, in the human dimension, buying the new house before we sold the old house was a huge risk. But in the spiritual dimension, it wasn't a risk at all, because I simply followed in God's footsteps. He'd gone ahead of me to prepare the way, and He called us to do what we did. know what the difference is between a risk and a step of faith? A risk is purely a human perspective. These things are out of my control. These unknowns that I don't know how they'll turn out. I can't see how they're going to work out. Therefore, it's a risk that I have to manage. But if I'm walking in God's footsteps, if I'm following behind Him, there's nothing outside His control. Nothing. And sometimes we may not know exactly what outcome He has planned. But everything there is in His control. And to my human eyes, it may feel like a risk, but to the eyes of my soul, it's a sure thing. And the roller coaster for me, as it was with the house, that went from, well, I believe in God, to abject fear, was when I looked at it from a human perspective instead of from God's perspective. And when you leave God out of the equation, it is so scary. But when I looked at that step of faith, following after Him through the eyes of my soul, I had a real peace about it, a faith of trusting in God with our lives. A commonly quoted scripture is this: we walk by faith and not by sight. Well, that's all well and good until we're in a spot of bother where we seriously need faith, and then fear sets in and we lose heart. Did God really call me to do this? Did I hear Him right? What if I got it wrong? Then we want to rely on sight instead of faith, on what we can see instead of Jesus. You may know the story of when Jesus was walking across the water to the disciples and there was a storm, and Peter looked out of the boat and saw Jesus and got out of the boat and walked towards Jesus on the water. And he's looking at Jesus and walking on the water, but the moment he took his eyes off Jesus and looked at the storm, he started to sink. See, faith is what keeps us afloat. Faith in Jesus Christ. Maybe you're living through the consequences of some bad decisions, or you've just headed off in your own direction and you can't change where you're at the moment. What you can change is what happens from here on in. What you can say is, you know something, I am going to walk by faith in Jesus and not by sight. I may not be able to do that perfectly. You know, there may be days or hours when I'm petrified, but I've decided I'm not into risk-taking anymore. I'm just going to go and do what He calls me to do and believe in Him for His outcomes. None of us can do it all on our own. But God's heart is to guide us through the storms of life. And when we set our eyes on Him, He will hold us firm. He will encourage our hearts. I don't do this perfectly. I always actually go through some fear. I think almost if there wasn't a little bit of fear involved, it would be easier. Whenever God calls me to step out in faith, it's never easy. It's always hard. And sometimes you just have to step out and do it afraid. But faith is stepping out and following Jesus even when every fiber of our being is petrified. When this house thing settled and all finished fine, my wife Jackie said, you know, next time it'll be easier. And I said, no, actually, I think next time it'll be harder. God's just grown our faith to deal with that next time. And you know something? Next time it was harder. Next time, God called me to leave my lucrative IT consulting career and go into a full-time faith-based ministry. But it wasn't a risk. It was a step of faith. Before we go, I'd like to tell you about the free daily devotional that we'd love to send you to help you draw closer to Jesus. It's called Fresh, a short daily devotional with a scripture verse and some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement delivered right to the inbox on your smartphone, tablet, or computer each and every day. You can read it, listen to the audio, or watch the daily video. That's completely up to you. It's God's Word, fresh for you each day. And it's completely free. To get instant access, stop by our mobile-friendly website, ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign-up right there at the top of the homepage. And when you do subscribe, you'll instantly receive a free copy of the e-book, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address, in case you missed it, is ChristianityWorks.com. So go ahead, sign up to receive Fresh, and may your heart be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through His Word. I'm Bernie Diamond. I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.